Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
McDonald's or Wendy's?
McDonald's.
LeBron James or Dwight Howard?
LeBron.
I'm playing a game of this or that with Daquan. He's about 5'4", with inquisitive brown eyes and a soft smile.
NBA or NFL?
NBA.
Rap or hip-hop?
Hip-hop.
Ice cream, vanilla or chocolate? Vanilla.
Choosing between NBA stars and ice cream flavors is easy for Daquan. But talking about his life beyond the surface is a challenge. The 18-year-old says a scene passed his bright orange jumpsuit and current address, 130 Plymouth Avenue, otherwise known as the Monroe County Jail, can be a hard pill for some people to swallow.
They think, just because they see me in an orange jumpsuit, they think I'm a bad kid and everything, just because I threw my life away on one mistake that I made. But not really, I'm not a bad kid.
Daquan is part of a special class at the jail. It's called Arts, Literacy, and the Classroom Community. It's a partnership between the State Literary Center, the County Jail, and the Rochester City School District. Daquan says the class is helping him overcome some of his challenges.
I hold my feelings back a whole lot, but sometimes you gotta learn how to let everything go. Instead of letting it build up inside you, and then you just have this volcano ready to erupt inside you, but sometimes you just gotta let everything go.
And letting everything go for the youth inmates in this class means expressing themselves through writing. For some of them, it's the first time they've ever written.
Do some of them come in a bit reluctant? You know,
yes.
They're writing and they don't know what to expect.
Yes.
Tell me about the process, the growth process for some.
Because many have never been successful in school, so they don't trust it.
Dale Davis is the founder and artistic director of the New York State Literary Center. She's also, as Daquan describes her, the fearless leader of the class.
She can help kids do it with a lot, like a lot of struggles that they go through. Some kids that go through a lot, they don't want to tell people. So what she's doing is like helping kids write it down.
I'm going around to each student to see where they are and questioning to bring their writing out. These students have been on the streets. Life is... I'm asking them to reflect. In order to break that street thinking, I wanted to think about what they've done.
Writing about the mistakes they've made in life and sharing their feelings on paper is just the first step. Then the youth inmates read their stories in their own words in a recorded presentation for all of Rochester to hear.
Okay, gentlemen, take your places and line up the hall.
We line up in the order.
To tell the truth, I went to school every day. This is what I was raised to do. Principals knew I was a good student, good grades, good attendance. The problem was, I got in trouble with the law and I knew I was going to jail. I stopped going.
Seven youth inmates, including Daquan, are reading their personal stories. They're stories about wrong choices, dropping out of school, and even death. But they're also stories about family, love, and a future.
Putting your feelings on paper, experiences on paper, what's that like?
It's easy to me, because I don't like to talk about a whole lot, like with my father's, my grandmother's death and everything. I don't like to talk about that, so I just write it down. It started when I was 12 years old, the smoking, the staying out late. The only reason I could think of these things is my father passed away on June 7th of 2005. My father was my best friend. The day he died, a part of me died.
They have hearts, they have feelings, and they have minds. And they want a chance. And yes, some of them have not done, they've done bad things. I'm not sure everyone can be rehabilitated. That I know that not the case. There are some who are not going to be rehabilitated. I'm saying let's just open our eyes and see what's in Rochester. We talk about so much, but these young men are part of our community too.
What do you want for yourself?
I want for myself to finish school, go to college, and make something out of my life.
A recording of the students' reading will eventually go up on the State Literary Center's website for the public to hear. The inmates say it's a chance to dispel some of the misconceptions people may have of them. They say it's also a chance to reveal their vulnerabilities, often hidden behind their tough exterior. Helen B. and Duty, WXXI News.